Welcome to the Moms Making Money podcast, where we unveil the secrets to breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind and making a meaningful impact from the comfort of your home as a pediatric sleep consultant. My mission in life and with this podcast is to guide other women on their unique paths to financial and time freedom through sleep consulting. In this podcast, you will gain insights from inspiring women who have navigated the same journey, providing you with the knowledge and inspiration to create your own success story. I'm your host, Marley Klaus, a sleep consultant, mom of three, and former corporate hustler turned sleep entrepreneur. I am thrilled to have you here with us. Let's go ahead and redefine success one sleep consultant story at a time. All right, so a little bit about Amy. Amy is a pediatric sleep consultant and is the founder of The Postpartum Party. After having her daughter and becoming obsessed with sleep, Amy set out to help other moms understand sleep more clearly. She started her business in 2019. Today, she offers online sleep programs for ages 0 to 5, which includes a membership model that she just launched. She is also a member of the Association of Professional Sleep Consultants. In her free time, she enjoys traveling, power naps, volunteering at her daughter's school and in their church, reading, and kickboxing. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this week's episode. All right, let's get into a little bit about Amy. Amy is a pediatric sleep consultant and the founder of The Postpartum Party. After having her daughter and becoming obsessed with sleep, Amy set out to help other moms understand sleep more clearly. She started her business in 2019, and today she offers online sleep programs for ages 0 to 5, which includes a membership model that she just launched. She is also a member of the Association of Professional Sleep Consultants. In her free time, she enjoys traveling, power naps, volunteering at her daughter's school and in their church, reading, and kickboxing. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into this conversation with Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to connect with you today and be able to share your story with the listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. This is my first podcast, so I'm excited to be here.
Yay, that's so awesome. Podcasting is a lot of fun, so I'm excited to be able to be part of your first experience with that. Okay, awesome. So we will already have shared your bio at the beginning of the show, so everyone knows a little bit about you, but of course, I would love to dive a little bit deeper and get to all of the details of your story and your journey as a sleep consultant. So if we could go ahead and start out with what made you want to become a sleep consultant and what were you looking for whenever you went down this path?
Yeah, so I was actually a blogger and I was writing all about everything to do with new moms. So like a lot of postpartum, pregnancy, feeding your baby. And I really, really was interested in sleep because I had gone down, you know, such a rabbit hole of learning about sleep when I had my own daughter. So I wanted to include sleep as part of like my overall blogging strategy. But I just felt like, oh, I don't have enough experience just having one child. And so I really wanted to learn more about sleep and, you know, really become like an expert in that so that I could then write about it and help other parents. So that's when I started researching programs and decided to go ahead and become a sleep consultant.
That's awesome. I love that. I think so many of us can relate to just finding a passion in sleep after becoming parents and then wanting to learn more. And then it just kind of being this spiral that leads us to this career path that maybe was never really on our radar before.
Totally.
So I love that. That's awesome. Is there anything else that you previously were doing either as a career or something like that before you got into sleep consulting?
Yeah. So I had started my blog about a year before being a sleep consultant. So that was the only job I was doing at that time. Yeah. So it had been about a year that I was blogging before I jumped into the sleep consulting.
Okay. Awesome. And how long did it take for you to go ahead and pull the trigger and sign up for the program once you decided that you were interested in exploring this career path?
So probably about a couple of months, I started researching different programs and started following the Cradle Coach Academy on, I think, Instagram, or got on their email list. And then was watching a couple other programs as well and trying to figure out which one to do. And then I think there was like a Mother's Day sale. And so once there was a really good sale, and after I had been considering it for a couple of months, that's when I signed up and was like, I'm going to take advantage of this offer.
Awesome. It's always nice whenever you're already considering something and then a sale pops up and it just makes it, easier to make that decision at that point.
Totally. I was like, okay, yes, this is a big savings. I can do it.
Yes, absolutely. So did you have any reservations whenever you were trying to decide if you wanted to do this or which program to go with, and how did you handle those thoughts that were coming up for you?
Yeah, the biggest reservation I had was choosing a program, because there were a couple different ones out there, and there wasn't really a lot of information out there of how those programs were. It's not like going to a restaurant where I can just go on Yelp and read people's reviews. So I actually was going to I was signed up for another email list for another program, and they sent like an email out with like this really exciting subject line, kind of sharing their sell. And so I like clicked into it and I was all excited. And then when I clicked over to the sales page, the price was like totally different than kind of how they had advertised it in their email. And it was really clickbaity. And so I got really upset and I even emailed them like, this is not, you've just lost all my trust. So, after that, I still was like a little reserved, but I ended up researching the Cradle Coach a little bit more, and I found a sleep consultant who had gone through the program who was in my area. And so I emailed her like, hey, can I just ask you some questions? And she just fully recommended the Cradle Coach, like gave me a ton of information and just said she would recommend it 100 times over. So that was really helpful to have that recommendation, and that kind of really helped my reservations with the program.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. It's always helpful to have somebody that you, even if you don't directly know them, somebody that you can trust that is going to give you accurate information and be able to share their specific experience. Because like you said, it's tough whenever everything's online and you don't really know what to expect or who to trust or how to know if something is the right program or not. And I think that what you shared about that other program, that's a really good thing to call out just for us, even as sleep consultants, how it's so important to be transparent and clear in our marketing efforts to ensure that we are getting accurate messaging across and that our potential customers can build that trust with us and be able to maintain that trust, versus, the clickbaity stuff is never going to get us far, because we're going to lose that trust and it's really difficult to gain that back. So good learning experience, I think, all the way around. And hopefully it was a good learning experience for them too, but you never know.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, but
Yeah,
they
who
lost
knows?
the sale, that's for sure.
Yes. Good for us, but not good for other people who experienced that. Okay, so the next question, I know a lot of people experience this and then others don't. And so I'm really curious, with your husband or partner, did you have any big conversations with them about this approach or about this decision to join the program or become a sleep consultant? And did they have any reservations about you taking this leap and joining our program?
He is pretty supportive in most endeavors of mine. So I think just his personality, he's just a really supportive guy. It was a big business expense, so I'm sure that he was had like slight reservations about that, but I don't remember it being anything, that I really had to convince him about or anything that I really had to push for. I think he, at that point, I was running my business a little bit, like as a blog, and had monetized that a little bit. So, it was a business expense that we could at least kind of justify in that sense. So I don't remember it being like too hard to convince him for me to go through with it.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people have that experience and then others don't, and others have more difficulty explaining the value and helping their husband or partner understand why this is something that they want to do. So I love that
It wasn't a very difficult decision for y'all as a couple. That's great. So I know you mentioned in prior conversations that you had a part-time job that you did along with sleep consulting. Was that the blog or was that something else? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that would have been the blog, and I might have even been working for another blogger at the time.
Okay.
So I was like a virtual assistant for another blogger for a while I also started my own business as the blog, and then also when I started the sleep consulting program.
Okay, awesome. And so, how long did it take you to get to a point where you felt comfortable letting that other source of income go and focusing on sleep consulting full time?
Yeah, I think it was I think I did it within about 6 months.
Okay, awesome. And what was it that made you feel confident in being able to say, like, you know what? Okay, I can go ahead and just put everything into this sleep consulting business and let this other source of income go.
A couple of things. Honestly, one of it was that I just wasn't enjoying the other work as much anymore. And so I just knew like my heart wasn't in it. And I was always thinking about the other part of my business, wanting to do that. And then just, yeah, having the more reliable income and feeling like, okay, this income is starting to outweigh that other income. So this makes more sense when the money's there and the passion is there.
Yeah, totally. I think we can all relate to that. You can feel that you're being pulled in one direction and that something is just something you're more passionate about and more excited about. And naturally, you want to do that more. And so it's awesome whenever you find that and are able to be able to do something that you're passionate about and still be able to make money off of it. It's great.
It's the
It's a great
best. It's
feeling.
the
Yeah.
best.
For sure. Okay, awesome. So I would love to talk a little bit more about the structure of your business. I know that you mentioned that you have added courses and membership. And so I would just love to talk a little bit about what that looks like day in and day out. And how did you decide to add these other options to your business outside of the one-on-one support that you originally started with?
Sure. So, let's see. I started getting a little burnt out from the one-on-one just because I would get really, really invested in my clients. And I finally was like, okay, I need to put up better boundaries. One, I would be like checking their sleep logs. Like I knew it was nap time and I would like pop on and look at their sleep logs and be like, oh no, they're not going down. It would like ruin my entire day. So that was a part of it. And then also, I just found that I was really just saying the same thing a lot of the times. You know, like every sleep plan was pretty similar explaining it. And so I started to feel like, okay, I'm saying the same things for the most part, depending on the age and the method and all that. Obviously, there's going to be variances with every child and family, but like the bulk of it was very similar. And so I started recording my courses because I felt like, okay, if I could like put this information that I'm pretty much saying the same thing most of the time and put it in like a course that is more affordable for people, and then I'm not doing as much work working with clients one-on-one, then that would be a really good model to do. So I started that, I want to say about a year ago, I think I did my first course. And then just recently, actually, just in January, I launched the membership portion. So that was really just a part of, okay, people take the courses and, that's really good at giving the information and kind of the initial sleep training. But like even as a parent now, I always have questions about whatever stage my daughter is in. And I actually joined a membership, like a course, and then they offered a membership model. And I popped on and I was able to ask them a question and it was so helpful. And I was like, oh my gosh, just to be able to ask them, that really simple question for them. For me, it was such a struggle, but they were experts. And so they knew exactly, what advice to give me. That was so helpful. And so that really got me thinking, like, oh, I would love to be able to offer that to people. Like, babies go through sleep regressions. Their schedules are constantly changing. They're always developing. Like something is always going on with sleep. It's never like a one and done thing. And just knowing like how helpful and beneficial that membership that I was a part of, it was for like behavior, child behavior and discipline and stuff, was for me, really got me thinking that that is something that I would love to offer people as well.
No, that's awesome. I love that. How would you say the balance is now between one-on-one versus membership or courses? Like, I guess what percentage, if you had to put a number on it, are you working with clients in which way? Courses versus one-on-one?
Yeah, so I actually just recently took off all my one-on-one offerings on my website within the last month or so, just because now that I have the course and the membership model. So they still, with the membership, they still get, I do a weekly one-on-one coaching. And so I felt like the access was still there for people who wanted one-on-one, that I could present the course and the membership to them instead and would be able to provide almost as much support as I would with like a one-on-one client.
That's amazing. I love that. So now basically everything is just through the course and the membership route versus having two separate offerings with one-on-one or the course and membership. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. For like past clients, like I had a past client who reached out to me the other day just for some questions. She just wanted like a one-off phone call. So I do still offer those if they just want like a private phone call and don't want to go through, a whole course or wait for the membership or anything like that. But yeah, everything else, if people reach out about one-on-one, I'll present them to the course and the membership.
That's amazing. Awesome. I'm so excited for you that you found a way to be able to balance everything in a way that is giving you probably more time back, I'm assuming, and also still
Yeah.
supporting your clients in a really amazing way. That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it.
So if you could walk us through what it looked like before when you were really all focused on one-on-one versus now that you have this membership and course option and what that comparison looks like, if you can, of like your own time commitment and what your kind of day in the life looked like before versus now.
Okay, let me go back. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was, I feel like so much of it is kind of, the marketing of yourself to get those clients. And so when I was working with clients one-on-one, I'd have like my scheduled times where I would do like calls or check-ins with them. And then the other times where I didn't have like a meeting with them, then I was working on like a blog post or social media or email, things like that, just to always try to help, build that know, like trust with potential clients, and so that they could find me, or if they did, land on my website from either a referral or word of mouth or some other way, that they would come across my content and my messaging, and that that would really speak to them, and that they would want to learn more, and then eventually book a call to work with me. So yeah, I kind of had my days split up. I think I had a couple of days set aside a week where I would do like just discovery calls, and then like the other times where I would have set aside for going over their sleep plan with them and then their check-ins with them. And then the rest of the time really built on like continuing to try to build the business.
Okay, awesome. And then now, now with your membership and courses, what does that look like in comparison?
So now it's a lot more trying to market the courses and the membership. So a lot of it is still similar because I'm still trying to get people to find me and find my website and build. I think it's even more important now to build that know, like trust with me, because they don't have the opportunity to do like the discovery call. And so now I'm doing a lot more social media, trying to get my face in front of the camera and in front of others so that they can see me and hopefully, connect with me and feel confident and comfortable in what I'm teaching, and then eventually buy. So yeah, a lot of still marketing it, but just even more so now that it's like the product, the course, and the community option.
Okay, got it. And I'm assuming less time or significantly less time being spent in meetings or phone calls,
Yes,
which I'm assuming
significantly.
was a goal of yours with this
Yes, it
transition.
was. It really was. Yes.
Yes, that's amazing. That's so cool that you've been able to figure out how to make the business work for you in a way that works for your life and probably frees up your schedule a lot more and everything like that.
Yes.
That's awesome. I think that's
Yes.
one of the things that can it's more difficult to convey whenever somebody is considering joining a sleep consulting certification program is just the flexibility that comes from owning your own business and the ability to create a business that works for you versus feeling like you have to fit into a mold of what somebody else thinks it should look like. And
Right.
so being able to just, look back at your business and say, I'm saying the same things over and over again, and I am building out the same sleep plans over and over again. And what if we could figure out a way to make this work better, not just for you, but also for your clients and ensure that everybody is still getting what they need from the situation. So that's really cool. I like
Yeah,
that.
thank you. Yeah, it's been great. It's, I mean, it's still fairly new, so I'm excited, but yeah, it's
Yeah.
exciting.
Yes, that's so awesome. Okay, awesome. So the other thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about was just how has your life changed since becoming a sleep consultant? So if we think back to the blogging days and even before that, what has this done for you in your life so that you now are able to do other things or things that are more important to you or whatever that might look like? How has your life in total changed since becoming a sleep consultant?
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit. I would say one is just like the flexibility is amazing. So even before having the courses and the membership, like being a sleep consultant and being able to set your own schedule and, set up your calendar to when you can schedule calls has been so amazing. To be like part-time working mom and then part-time stay-at-home mom. I really love having the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Being able to volunteer in my daughter's classroom, pick her up from school, like all of those things are so important to me. And but also like I just really desired to not just like contribute to my family and our financial situation, but it's just I really enjoy having something that I'm passionate about and working my brain during the day and like interacting with people and challenging myself. So all of that has been really great just to have. It really is the best of both worlds. And it's been really cool to become so passionate about something before I even was starting my blog and I was working like at a marketing company for another business, and I was just kind of not super excited about the subject and just didn't really feel like I was using my gifts or any creativity. And so like just getting to be creative and there's lots of ways to be really creative with sleep consulting and to market yourself and market your business. And so getting able to like ignite all that passion has been really exciting.
Yeah. Yes, that makes total sense, and I can absolutely relate to that. I worked in corporate for so long and I just never felt excited. It just kind of felt like I was going through the motions every day and getting a paycheck, and that's about where it ended. And so being able to find something that you actually are excited to wake up and do every day is such a game changer just for life and enjoyment and
Yes.
everything that comes along
Yes.
with it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing. I'm glad that you found that with sleep consulting. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about finances and income. We're not going to dig too deep into this, but I just wanted to see if you could share a little bit about your original investment in the program. And if you recall, I know it's been a minute, but if you could recall about how long it took for you to be able to earn back your investment. This is a question we hear all the time, and I know the answers vary greatly. So I'm curious what your experience was with that.
Yeah, and my okay, so I want to say it was about 6 to 12 months to earn back the investment. But I also, because my business model is a little different, and like I did have my blog, which was monetized. And so even becoming a sleep consultant and becoming an expert in that field, and then being able to write it, I really do think that also helped my blog income increase at the same time. So it's hard to like directly correlate the, separate that from like not having that expertise. But yeah, I would say about 6 to 12 months.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think a lot of people look at it as, like I have to be able to earn it back in the first month or two, and that's not
Oh
always
gosh, no.
realistic, right?
It's very unrealistic.
Yes. It's more about gaining the skill set, and then there's other things you have to figure out. There's, how am I going to find clients? And yes, we give you a lot of information to help you with that. And some people are going to be able to do that more quickly, either because of connections they already have in their community, or like you said, you already had a blog that was related to motherhood, so that probably helps as well. There's lots of different ways to go about it, but I think it's really good to just look at it as, now I have this skill set, and how can I help people? How can I get in front of people who need this support and are wanting to solve this problem that they have? And how can I help improve other people's lives? And I think looking at it from that perspective versus financial is always helpful, because the financial piece will come.
Right.
As long as we're focused on the right things and we're focused on helping people and solving these problems that they're facing, that are really big problems and that are life-changing problems whenever they're able to figure it out.
Right. And my husband is a CPA. And so I remember he was like, no, like if you can pay it back within 1 year, that's wonderful. Like, I think after we realized that we had, recoup the costs, and he's like, that's great. Like, businesses take years to pay off, their original business loans. Like if you think about, a brick and mortar business starting up, I mean, they have huge loans in the beginning, and if a business can pay it back in like a year or two, that's a huge win for them.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay. The other question that I had from a financial perspective was just, how long did it take for you to get to a place income-wise where you felt stable? And of course, stable can mean so many different things for so many different people. But for you personally, how long did it take for you to be like, okay, I can, breathe a sigh of relief. I feel good about where I'm at right now with my business.
Know, I'm like, stable. Do I feel stable now? That is such a good question, and I'm honestly, this is hard for me to answer because it is such an ever-changing landscape. And especially now that my model is a little different, I do feel like, all the ways that I need to market myself are constantly changing. So I'm not sure if, I mean, I guess I do feel, quote, stable, but, once you start working with a couple of getting like your first couple of clients, this is one thing that I really loved about the Cradle Coach Academy is that we worked with volunteer clients, because serving those volunteers really well actually led to my first paid clients. So like one of my volunteer clients referred me to her neighbor, and the neighbor was my very first paid client. And so it's like once you start getting a couple people who are reaching out to you because their friends referred you, I feel like that's when it's like, okay, people are talking and they're going to keep talking. And it's like if one person talks to one person talks to, then it kind of just can continue to go. So once I started getting those emails of like, hey, my friend so and so used you and you helped her baby, can you help me? That's when I felt like, okay, this is a little more stable. That word of mouth is really getting out and people are starting to talk.
I totally agree. That's something I tell people all the time, because there is a lot of times a hesitation with the volunteer clients. I don't know if it's something that seems nerve-wracking because you just haven't done it, or if it's something where you feel like maybe you want to just dive straight in and not have to go through the volunteer phase, but it is so helpful and so important because, just like you said, that can lead to your first few paid clients, but also because you're getting support during those first few volunteer clients and you're not having to do it on your own. I remember whenever I first worked with my first couple of clients, it was just so nerve-wracking. Because you're like, I learned all of this information and I know I can help them, but just putting it all together, it's so different whenever you're in front of somebody versus the hypothetical situations. So
Oh, I think the volunteer experience was the most important part. Like,
I
that
totally
was
agree.
huge for, I mean, and for so many reasons, honestly, like solidifying it all together, solidifying everything that you learn together and getting the support. And then, yeah, just it really is kind of the off the shooting spot for getting your first clients too.
Yep, definitely. Okay, awesome. So, last question. What do you think has led to your success? What attributes or personality traits or anything else that you can think of do you have that you think has allowed you to be successful?
I would say being consistent. So even when I didn't have any clients, if I didn't have anything going on, I still treated it like a job every single day. I still set my work hours, to be what they could, and I would work on content or building my email list or coming up with a lead magnet or doing social media. And so just it really takes time to grow a business and to grow a clientele. And so just being really consistent, coming to, quote, work, unquote, every day, even if there's not nothing going on, I think was a really big part of it. Like for the last several years, I've come and sat in my office and worked, unless we're like on vacation or a holiday or whatever, I come and I work and I create content or I work on my lead magnets or I'm testing different things. And so, it really is a long game. And so I think just being consistent and not trying, trying to not get discouraged if you don't have any clients, but like you're still working on the business and everything that you can do to attract those clients is going to pay off eventually.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably one of the most important things that leads to success for any business owner is mindset and consistency, being able to get through those difficult times where you're feeling like nothing is working and nobody is hiring you and everything just feels like it's not going the way you want it to. And that's when most people quit, and that's when most people stop doing the things that are going to get them to a place that they want to get to. And so I love that. I think that that is spot on and a perfect explanation of what can allow anyone to be successful as long as they continue to stay focused. So is there anything else that you wanted to mention or that you want to talk through that we haven't gone over so far?
The only other thing that came to mind was I really struggled with imposter syndrome in the beginning when I first started out as a sleep consultant. And I think that that's actually really common. And so having like the community and the support was so helpful to me just to know that I could ask other questions, talk to other sleep consultants, get, getting a different set of eyes on a situation or just talking through different things has been so helpful to me. And then just really like knowing like, okay, this program has prepared me for this. Every baby is going to be a little bit different, but it's okay. Like, just keep going, offer the families the best support that you can because they're going to be your biggest referrals. If you can just offer them the best support that you can and be there for them, then they're going to tell their friends about you. And that's going to really just be such a launching pad for your business.
Yes, absolutely. You never know which client is going to be the one that's going to tell 100 people about you. And then all of a sudden, yeah, that's awesome. Yep, I agree. I think it is so easy in the beginning to feel like, you know, can I really do this? And what if I don't know the answer to every question? And you're not going to, you're never going to know the exact answer to every question. And a lot of things that we do both in business and with sleep training and sleep consulting is testing and trying things and being able to get back up whenever you get knocked down and be able to refocus. And yeah, so I totally agree with that. I love that you shared that.
Yes.
So I will pass it over to you for if you want to share a little bit about how people can find you. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening that would love to connect with you and follow you on social. So if you can just share your handles, and of course, I will include this in the show notes as well so they are clickable. But yeah, I'll pass it over to you.
Sure, I'm at the postpartumparty.com, and then I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at the Postpartum Party.
Amazing. I love the name of your business too, by the way.
Thank
It's so
you.
fun. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Amy. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and share your story. And I know that so many are going to find so much value in this. So, again, just thank you so much for doing this with me. It was awesome.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you again to Amy for taking the time to have this conversation with me. I hope that all of you listening were able to learn a little bit more about the different options that exist whenever you become a sleep consultant. It's not just all about one-on-one work. There are so many different ways to grow your business, and there are so many other ways that you can be profitable and have a business that you absolutely love. So that is it for this week. I cannot wait to connect with you all again here next week, and I will see you then.
Whether you are listening to this while sitting in school pickup line, while taking care of your kiddos, while you were supposed to be working, or whatever else, I don't take it lightly that you took the time out of your day to do so. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. We are on a mission to help as many moms as possible with finding time freedom. And it really helps us out if you hit that subscribe or follow button and write a review to get it in front of more women who need it. And again, if you are ready to stop the hustle and you want to have more time freedom, head on over to thecradlecoachacademy.com/workshop to join our next live workshop. Until then, I will see you here next time.